Dr. Clementa Park says corruption is everybody's responsibility and should be seen as such. He said President Mahama has set out institutions and measures to deal with corruption, and all Ghanaians must join in the fight. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think that it is totally unacceptable, indeed reprehensible, for anyone to engage in a demonstration against corruption, which we all agree, including government and the president, as a canker which is working against the well-being of the ordinary citizen, and to do so but accuse government. I think that the PPP and other ancillary groups would have served themselves and Mother Ghana well by demonstrating against corruption in the system, period, because corruption continues and has always been a canker that various governments have had to wrestle with, that various governments have worked in putting in place the legislative instruments to try and fight. It is a challenge not only for Ghana, West Africa, and Africa, but globally, we know that corruption is a challenge for every nation state. So to spend good man and woman hours only to come out and seek to suggest that government is corrupt, rather than addressing the fundamental issue, which is that our system is suffering greatly as a result of acts of corruption, which begin from every individual to even the powers that be, in terms of our responsibilities individually and indeed our responsibilities collectively. So I totally disagree, and we would not accept this tendency to try and suggest that government, and particularly government under the John Mahama administration, is corrupt. There is no evidence to back such a claim. But very quickly, there are reasons why that assertion cannot be tolerated, and we should look at our personal role in helping to stem corruption. The president, upon assuming office, quickly moved to appoint the sole commissioner, who is doing great work in revealing how much, in terms of financial resources, the state has lost over the years as a result of collusion and connivance in the system. Quite recently, the president directed that the Auditor General's report be acted upon by the Attorney General, who is expected to set up a desk to investigate and to bring to book all those who may have been cited in the Auditor General's report. He even called on the Public Accounts Committee on Parliament to make sure that it uses its powers to effect the needed actions that will bring about the retrieval and indeed punishment of those who are going to be cited in the Auditor General's report. He passed the code of ethics for his ministers and political appointees. And just a few weeks ago, Cabinet passed the code of conduct for public officials, which is going to go to Parliament and seeks to actualize Article 24 and also to make sense of Ghana's signatures appended to the UN Convention on Anti-Corruption, the African Union Convention on Anti-Corruption, and the ECOWAS Protocol on Anti-Corruption. But above all of this, His Excellency stated very clearly that yes, we can pass all of these bills, we can strengthen our institutions such as the CID, IOCO, and of course the Attorney General's Department. But we, the people as stakeholders, must play our role, because simply passing bills and having laws is not what is going to cause us to stem the tide of corruption.
Dr. Apar questioned the credibility of the PPP's organizers of the demonstration.
So how can you then say that President John Dramani Mahama or his government is not serious about fighting corruption?
How do we address it?
Yes, Mr. Ankra, you've raised a very fundamental point. And I think most of the time, as people and as individuals, our selfish interests and this very negative greed that causes us to pride individual selfish interests above the public good is what is fueling corruption. Corruption, by definition, is the use of entrusted power for personal gain. And this is why I make the point that corruption cannot be narrowed or only aligned to a government. It is a canker that affects the entirety of the state. So that, for example, if you are organizing a public event, even a demonstration, and you have been given resources, either in kind or cash, to this there two people who are going to come and participate, which gives you entrusted power, and you then decide not to give those resources to the people. Say you put it in your car, or if it is money to be given to media men and women, you give them half of that and put the rest in your account. That is an act of corruption. If, for example, your ward gets aggregate 15, and there is somebody else's ward who gets aggregate 8, and by virtue of the fact that you know a high-profile lecturer or individual in society, and you go to them with your ward who obtained aggregate 15 and manage to use that person as a conduit to apply their influence to get your ward with aggregate 15 admitted, while the ward of the poor man or woman who got aggregate 8 is rejected. That is an act of corruption. So there are various layers of corruption, but it all comes down to we the people. We must assert ourselves, we must demand our rights, we must refuse to pay bribes for services that we know we are already paying for as citizens through our taxes. And we must be willing to expose and shame even family members whom we know, our church members whom we know, people who pray with us on Fridays at the mosque, whom we know are duping the state one way or the other. We shouldn't only come out and cry foul and point fingers when what they are doing is not directly benefiting us. If we can do this, as the president said, playing our role as members of society and good citizens, then we'll begin to have a hold on corruption in our system.
Dr. Clement Apak is a presidential staffer. In his contribution, the founder of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, asked Ghanaians to be alert and follow events closely. He said corruption in Ghana can only be solved if the demonstrators rid themselves of the practice.
Ghana is a joke. I do not understand. The white man says we are clowns. Now we prove it every day that we are clowns. How can you have a demonstration against corruption when you yourself are corrupt? When I monitored that lady local, they got to find out why she was dismissed from office in the first place. I myself have some records. I knew somebody who did business with them, okay, from Sony Company, the leader of PPP, when he came to Ghana. What did he do with Deloitte and Touche? Why don't they investigate that? You know why? Because our BNI have failed. You can't blame the BNI because they're not trained to understand what modern country is all about. They still operate the colonial system. So our security forces have not been primed to deal with the contingencies of the modern state. So you blame the leadership for that. You don't blame the security forces. It's not their fault. The PPP, why can't they investigate themselves first? This whole thing is a joke. It's embarrassing. Like my friend in Louisiana would say, them Africans are embarrassing, man. They're embarrassing people.
Kofi Wayo is the founder of the United Renaissance Party.